I want to earn money. And this is desire. And these desires really are limitless. And even although we have this desire, still we have to put in a lot of effort and need some wisdom. And then it takes time before this desire then gains fruition or is realized. And maybe it isn't even realized. There are some desires that we really shouldn't have, and there are some desires that we may have. We must observe ourselves clearly. What are those desires that we can have? And then what is the wisdom that we require to be able to realize this desire? And then being able to realize this desire, this is called wisdom. Students say, Rinpoche, we want to attain Buddhahood. Is it that simple? It's really not so simple. We start with the preliminary practices, the foundational practices, outer preliminaries, inner preliminaries, meditation, and then the Trekcho and Togalpa instructions, and we go on retreat, and we still have to receive blessings and empowerments, and then only after all of this do we realize the inseparability of compassion and wisdom. We have to go through the experience of a process, and this is the same for the material world. What is our greatest wealth is that we have good health. Being physically healthy as well as mentally healthy, being able to sleep well, is a kind of merit. Why is it that some very wealthy people really find it difficult to sleep? Are there any of you over here that find it difficult to sleep? What is this? This is the result of karma. Our level of our mind has been lowered. And this shows the lack of practice. Thinking, thinking, thinking during the day. Thinking, thinking, thinking during the night. Eventually the mind is exhausted. And then taking all sorts of things to try and avoid this, but still we're not able to avoid it. Being able to eat food is also a merit. There really are very wealthy people that aren't able to eat their food, have difficulties digesting their food, and also not able to sleep well. This is all the result of lack of merit. To be able to sleep well, to have a good appetite, this is also merit. Not being able to sleep properly really brings a lot of suffering. And what do these people do? Then they take all types of tablets. And eventually this has less and less effect. And less they are able to sleep. What do these people need to do? Practice and practice. Why is this? It's because they've been thinking so much, that all of the energy to be able to sleep has been disrupted. And so to be able to return to be able to sleep normally, it'll take time. Practice for quite a while. If you've had several years of not sleeping properly, why do you expect that just a few days of meditation is going to solve this? It really takes time. It might be in the beginning that the people start sleeping during meditation. Practice and meditate every day for a few months. Then eventually you might start finding, I'm starting to fall asleep in meditation. If you practice meditation for a long time, really it's going to help your ability to be able to sleep properly as well. It'll also help your physical health. It'll help the state of mind. It's very important that we practice and continue practicing, and we can bring back that positive energy to ourselves. And in this way, we can live more happily and more healthily. How many of us are quite selfish, always thinking about what is good for me, what will benefit me? We all love ourselves, don't we? Well, if this is the case, then we must understand how to love ourselves properly, to love ourselves with wisdom. We must learn to meditate and to practice. We think about it. How often is our state of mind unhappy, afflicted? Other people are quite happy, quite relaxed. They don't have all of these afflictions. They don't have to get angry and project all of their unhappiness onto other people. Are there people like this? They are. We've met people like this ourselves. How many of us have had this bad temper, all of these afflictions, and then we started practicing and gradually it's changed, and then eventually we find that those things that made us so unhappy before, now they don't affect us at all. And then we really feel quite joyful. Before we would be angry for the whole day. Now we're not angry at all. In fact, we're quite happy to help people. Sitting there, listening to them. Yes, 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 it is. And having this really good, open state of mind. And this is practice. Really, we must understand to be healthy and the methods to be healthy. In fact, we all know that this is very important. However, we have a very bad habit. What is that bad habit? We don't place importance on it. We say, oh, who cares? Who cares? But we continue living our life full of unhappiness and afflictions. And we're like this for a long time. In the process of making our body stronger, we must also take time to make our mind stronger. And if we do this, then we feel fortunate and happy. And then all of this money that we go and earn, we can enjoy. And then earning this money is meaningful and we feel fortunate. And this fortune and this happiness is coming from the state of our mind. When you're very unhappy, do you feel fortunate? No.